So we're sharing the studio now with two brothers, and they are making a very exciting journey through to South America in the next few days. And they're sitting now in the studio, and yeah, we'll. I see Shoaib is already. Ibrahim is ready as well. So we'll welcome Ibrahim and Shoaib Haji. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, brother Ijaz?
Kai, bye, soda.
Alhamdulillah. Tumshi khabar kai.
That's where my cockney stops. All right, now you guys are off to Venezuela, right? Wait, before we get into the heavy topics of the trip, Shoaib, what's your favorite chocolate?
Lent.
Lent, which one?
The red one.
The red one?
Yeah.
With that soft center.
Yes.
That one is like. Mm-hmm. Even you?
I love a mint crisp. A mint crisp, but it's got to be frozen. That goes down for me.
And you can cut the edges off and put it in the milk and drink it. It's also good.
There we go. That's old donkey style.
All right, guys, now, you know what, right? Venezuela. Ibi, why Venezuela of all places?
Well, it just, why Venezuela? I wanted something that was going to be that where I would feel at home. And the reason why I say I would feel at home, something sounding closer to home. So Venezuela, Vuvuzela. No. And that's just on the lighter side. Yeah. Now, alhamdulillah, Allah has chosen us. Allah has made it possible for us at this age or time in our life to have taken us out of the working environment, so to say, and made it possible for us to go through and complete our Quran, my Quran for that say, and of course Shoaib to do his door. The reason why I say Venezuela is because alhamdulillah my ustad is there. He moved back down there about 6 or 7 years back.
Your ustad's name?
Muhammad Munshi. But he was the imam at the Talim Islam Masjid Extension 5. So when he left, that's the time I sort of stopped. And yeah, that's the reason why it's Venezuela.
Shoaib, now you're a Hafiz already. What's your reason for going?
Ijaz.
You can call me Mulana Ijaz.
Mulana Ijaz. Basically, it's to perfect my Quran again. I want to get it up to standard. And inshallah, going as a companion for my brother. And as they say, Quran is heart to heart. So I'm going back to my ustad.
MashaAllah. Now, preparation for the trip, Ibrahim. Tell us what one needs to take. Like, how long are you going for, firstly?
For a year, inshallah.
For a year.
Inshallah.
So what do you need to take for a trip to Venezuela if you're going for a year?
Well, basically, it's just Venezuela is a very, very hot country. It's tropical in climate. So when you look at taking things in terms of your first of all, everybody packs clothes first, you know. Or I don't know, maybe Shoaib is packing his food first. I'm not too sure. He might be packing his food first. Other guys might be packing other things first. It all depends. But coming to preparation-wise, or what you have to basically take with, tropical weather, you take clothes that are very sort of light, you know, light colors, cotton fabrics. That would make it much easier. And of course, because we are going to be, inshallah, in the madrasa environment, if I could use this term in saying, our clothing would be quite simple, you know. There's not much to take. You don't take a example.
Formal jacket.
No, not at all. You just take something light weather. You don't take a jeans and you take a belt. You know what I'm saying? You just got basically, if it's a kurta pants for your undergarment, whatever it is. So you travel light in terms of that. In terms of food-wise, inshallah, we're going to be provided with that. But because we are spoiled here at home, alhamdulillah, by my mother, my sisters, so we're going to be taking some extra light snacks. And
is there?
Maybe.
Are those tears I see in your eyes?
Yeah, you know, it's a different feeling leaving home. So yeah. Okay. Shoaib, I could say what he's basically prepared to take with.
Yeah, you can give us the rundown. Shoaib, what are you taking with?
Basically, I'm going as I'm the side. Nothing really much to take with besides your day-to-day, what you need. Like your okay, food is there. Food is going to be provided for. just basically your toiletries, what you need, and yeah, clothing is not the issue because it's just the kurtas we're taking with, and yeah, I'd say that's it.
The way you guys are sitting here, like Frodo and Sam, you're heading off to Mordor. So now, are you planning on learning the language when you get there?
Silosoy.
Translate.
That's the stuff. Yes, I am. Alhamdulillah. Spanish. That's the language of the country.
Oh.
Basically, if I could just put you in the picture a little bit here, Jas.
Yeah.
The country is Venezuela. The capital of Venezuela is Caracas.
Yeah.
We're going to a little town called Puerto Ordaz. Puerto Ordaz. So, roughly, I think it's about 600 to 700 kilometers away from the capital, which is Caracas. Puerto Ordaz, from what we heard, inshallah, we're still going to be experiencing all of this. A very humble locality, very soft, soft-natured people. The language, yes, Spanish. And I am getting a little touch of Spanish. It's quite simple. I thought it's a lot more hectic, but it's not really that hectic. It's very close to English. It all just depends on how
Listen,
you pronounce it.
I just gotta say, you can't speak in a Spanish accent and think that's Spanish now.
You know, you see what I'm saying? Or should I say Spanish is closer to Cockney?
Listen, stop making fun of the language of the angels.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. But yeah, I am learning a little bit. Make dua, inshallah, when we get back from English to Arabic to even Spanish.
Inshallah. I've seen some questions, some pictures rather.
Mm.
My cousin is there. I think you'll be meeting him. He's at the madrasa of Mamunchi as well.
Okay.
That area seems to remind one of Fitas. For real, the streets are narrow, the cars are parked on the side path. It actually looks like one of the areas in Fitas where that masjid is based, if I'm not mistaken. That's a picture that my cousin has sent through. So, yeah, when you're that side, let us know. It does look like Fitas, or say, you know what, you're talking nonsense.
Yeah, you know what, we don't have the slightest idea in terms of what the place looks like. And that's where it's exciting, you know,
exactly.
Because we don't want to, today, unfortunately, with technology, even people that are going to the haram, when they come back, there's no feeling in terms of, oh, okay, what was your trip all about? Or let me, you know, what does it look like? Because everything is instant, right?
Mm.
So the same year, we're trying to avoid that so that the excitement is much greater. And it will also be able to make it, you know, it's the build up, if I could say. It's the build up in terms of having to see what the place is all about and without pictures.
Please.
So,
speaking about pictures, no selfies with llamas.
No, definitely no selfies. Nothing of that sort.
Shaib, do you have a fear of the unknown, like you don't know what to expect when you get there?
Basically, I'm going, and whatever comes my way is a challenge.
Hmm.
I'm just going to take it off.
That's the best way to go. You, Ibi? Any fear of the unknown?
Not really a fear of the unknown. It's just that this is the first time we're going to be away from home for this long, you know. Mm. I have been away. I've stayed in and around the country, alhamdulillah, away from home a little bit. And the only fear is, I don't know, in terms of what I'll miss from my mom and my two sisters. You know which fear? When I get up in the morning and I have to make up my own bed.
Yeah, you see. You're spoiled. Now it's
alhamdulillah.
Time.
No. I have to, you know, while we're setting the record here, I have to thank my parents and my sister, of course. My sisters, my mom and my dad, they've made things a lot easier for us at home.
Mm.
And this will be good for us, you know, to go out and start doing things for our own, you know, for ourselves, I mean. In fact, it's myself, Shoaib, it's two of us leaving the house. And I've got a third cousin, he's in Lodium. He's left home as well, but he's going to Cape Town. And all three of us were sort of in the comfort zone, you know, when it came to things and chores that were done at home. So I think that's maybe the one fear of the unknown, yeah.
Now, in terms of stock that you're taking through, are you taking any, like, chocolates and sweets and all of that, or are you just going to chow the leaves out there?
Chow the leaves? No, you know what, I've been chowing leaves here. Oh, like I said to you, Mint Crisp is my favorite, so I got to pick a couple of that. But yeah, we are taking some dry snacks. You know, look, we're flying over the Atlantic, so in terms of what we take, we've got to be careful as well. you know, we can't really take too much chocolatey stuff. You know, we don't want to get there and, you know, I had a set of flu bags and my bag is now brown, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we are taking a little dry snacks. Look what we get here at home. Alhamdulillah, I don't think other countries really enjoy what we have here. So that's why we've got to take a little bit back. And of course, two or three bright packs is going to do.
For sure. Now, as you guys are heading off on this journey, you guys have been part of the Radio Islam team for quite some time. I think you should know that you guys are going to become our South America correspondents also. So, yeah, any messages to the Radio Islam listeners at this time, you know, as you make this journey?
I think I'll go after Shweba, inshallah. Shweba first. Well, Ijaz, this is now, we're in 2016, right? Mm-hmm. So it's exactly 12 years since I've been with Radio Islam, mm-hmm. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
And that's, of course, the morning slot, you know, the time where Abba gets up for the dhikr program.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of a message to the Radio Islam community, I've seen a lot of changes year at Radio Islam. But the good thing is we haven't seen, if I could say, a change in listenership, meaning our listeners have been loyal to us, alhamdulillah. So yeah, a lot has changed here, but listenership, everything sort of stayed the same, I think. But this is the way I'm looking at it. A simple message, you know, if I could give, it's never too late. It's never too late. I wouldn't want to give away my age here. But if people come to know at what time in my life I'm sort of stopping, and a lot of people have told me, yeah, but Ibi, you're going backwards, man. What's up with you? You're going back to madrasa, man. What's up with you? I said, it's not about going backwards. It's never too late. And I always keep this in the back of my mind, and that's about your cousin, Hafiz Asjad.
Mm.
Asjad Khan.
Yes.
At the late part of his life. Well, it's not late, but at that part of his life, we had so much responsibility in terms of his kids, his wife, his whatever, his job and whatever it is, he still managed to complete his hives.
And you're very proud of him.
I am definitely. And I always tell him, you know, he's been a good motivation to me. So I would give a simple message to all the listeners. It's never, ever too late. Whatever you want to do in life, inshallah, of course, from a dini aspect first, it's never, ever too late. Just commit yourself. Focus, and everything around you, inshallah, Allah will make it easy. Allah will turn things around in your direction, and in that way you'll be able to achieve and conquer. Being with Radio Islam, alhamdulillah, it's been a terrific experience. From the Ramadan nights, I'm taking a little too much time. From the Ramadan nights to our Eid nights, out of Ramadan, from the drama series, my father's program especially, alhamdulillah, it's made it possible for me to wake up at that part of the morning at 4 o'clock. Dhikr at that time of the morning is just, it's a different experience altogether.
Mm.
Although a lot of times I was caught sleeping on the desk. But alhamdulillah, I hope my father forgives me for that. So the experience on a whole has been terrific. And I will definitely miss this. In fact, when I was away now for a few weeks, I was already missing the fact that, you know what, I was not getting up to come to the radio. I was not getting up and listening to the sound of dhikr at that part of the morning.
Mm.
So yes, definitely, I will miss all the presenters, engineers. We've seen a lot of engineers go through, a lot of presenters go through. So whoever's listening, I would like to ask for maaf if I've caused any taklif, any trouble, if I've hurt anybody's feelings while we were at Radio Islam. But yeah, Radio Islam is home. You know, at one stage, I remember in Ramadan, the guys used to tell us, Haji, why don't you guys just bring the pillow and the duvet?
Yeah.
Because we literally used to live here. So, Radio Islam is home, and inshallah, when we get back, it will still be home, inshallah.
Inshallah. Shweba, so, the main message from 82-year-old Ibrahim Haji is that it's never too late. You're never too old.
It's never too late. Jazakallah for the age.
Shweba, what's your message?
I'd just like to say Jazakallah to the community of Radio Islam. We've always been here. Days that... Look, I'm myself not working at Radio Islam any longer. So days that my brother couldn't make it, like when he was away, I used to come, I used to fill in for him. So basically it was still like I was around. Just like to say Jazakallah to everyone. Keep us in your duas, and make dua Allah take us strength to strength.
Ameen. Jazakallah khair, brothers, and you know, we wish you all the best with Amen. Your journey and Amen. A safe trip, inshallah. Amen. And may all that you wish, you know, come through, inshallah. Sure. And yeah, we'll be calling you Hafiz Ibrahim. And I think they've got motorbikes out there in Venezuela.
I hope so. Well, I'm hoping so. If there isn't, then I know we are allowed 2 suitcases, so the one would be the bike, the other would be my clothes and my snacks. But on the offset, just we'd like to say Jazakallah khair to you for an Afla Mansa interview. Well, this is encouraging. You know, when we get to hear from others, and when we are asked from the others, this is a lot more encouragement for us to leave home, inshallah, nicely, and then achieve what we want to achieve, inshallah. So Jazakallah khair to you, special.
Amen. Not a problem. Before Ibrahim starts crying on air, we'll have to leave it there, guys. Jazakallah khair once again for coming through, for all of your services throughout the years. You know, Radio Islam, it's much appreciated.
Buenos dias. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.